If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. As we continue through the month of October, we're rejoicing in all the good things that God is doing for us here at Worth Baptist Church. Again, last Sunday, more than 500 people, in fact 522, answered the roll call in our Sunday school. The Lord added souls to our church, and we had some record worship crowds throughout the day. God is so good to us, and we're just rejoicing and praising the Lord for His many blessings during these fall days. Our Victory Enlargement Program is being blessed of the Lord, and our Fall Festival of Faith has proven to be a tremendous emphasis for the fall season 1974. Let me give to you and to your family today a cordial invitation to come and share these blessings with us at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every age and every grade level for every member of your family. We have but one textbook in our Sunday school, and that is the Word of God. More than ever before, we believe that men everywhere should be turning to the Word of God. Our governmental officials today need to take a second look at the Bible. We believe the Bible has the answer for our political dilemma. We believe the Bible has the answer for our economic dilemma. In fact, we believe that the Word of God has the solution to all of our problems, individually and nationally. We believe the Word of God has the answer to all of our questions, whether they be questions of economics, questions of politics and government, religion and education, whatever the questions are, we believe the answer is found within the framework of the Bible. Therefore, we teach the Word of God only in our Sunday school. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. These services have been designed to meet your spiritual needs. The outreach of the Ministry of Worth Baptist Church is citywide. Our City Evangelism Department is reaching into the various areas of the city and across the Metroplex, winning souls to Christ. So we would invite you to share with us in this endeavor. In whatever part of the city you live, you can be an evangelist. You can be a soul winner. You can share Christ where you are. And you can lead men to the Savior in your part of our great city. Our midweek services on Wednesday night at 7:30. We invite you to come and share all of these services with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We have recently purchased 14 acres of ground near Loop 820, in fact, 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 at Campus Drive, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. We are looking forward to moving in that direction. But meanwhile, right at our present location, we invite you to come and share the blessings of God at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And then the month of October is Radio Anniversary Month. We are now in our 6th year of broadcasting Worth Baptist Hour over station KBUY. Why not call a friend now and let them know that Worth Baptist Hour is on the air? And why not write us during the month of October, simply reminding us that you received the broadcast and that it is a blessing to your heart and to your life. To all who write during the month of October, Radio Anniversary Month, we're going to send one of my books of sermons entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Furthermore, if you would like to know how you can receive the cassette recordings or tapes of these messages, write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. That's Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, God is Our Refuge. I shall read from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, at verse 27. But before I read the scripture, I would like for you to pause with me just a moment in prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today that Thou art our refuge. We thank Thee that from all the storms of life Thou hast protected us. We thank Thee for Jesus Christ, our Rock of Ages, who has redeemed us, who has washed us from our sins in His own blood. We thank Thee for Worth Baptist Hour. We thank Thee for this station that voices the gospel. We thank Thee for every listener today. And it would be our prayer that the Holy Spirit would direct this message into every heart. We know, dear Lord, there must be those listening today who have many difficulties, who have sorrows and tragedies within their homes and within their lives. Some today, Heavenly Father, who are ready to close the book of life and end it all, I pray that the Holy Spirit right now would move in that heart and encourage that discouraged soul. Lift up those who have fallen. Give light to those who are in darkness and bring salvation to those who are lost. We would offer this special prayer for those who are sick in the hospitals and in the rest homes and in their own homes, wherever they might be today. May the Holy Spirit use this broadcast and this message to bring enlightenment and inspiration to every listener, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving we pray, Amen. And now in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, at verse 27, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. God is our refuge. I read the story once about Charles Wesley, who was in his study on a summer afternoon. A little bird that was being chased by a hawk flew through his open window and right into his lap. The helpless little creature sought refuge in the bosom of the great hymn writer. It was then and there, according to Mr. Wesley, that he received the inspiration to write one of our favorite hymns. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is nigh. Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave, oh, leave me not alone, still support and comfort me. God is our refuge. I'm happy to report to you today that in spite of all of the economic problems, in spite of all of the religious problems and governmental problems and social upheaval in the world today, God is still our refuge. I've entitled my message, God is our refuge. And I want to share with you three areas in particular where God is our refuge. In the first place, God has been our refuge all the days of our lives. Another of my favorite hymns is this, O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Looking back over the days of your life, you must admit that there has been a guiding influence in your life. You must admit that there has been a protective presence. There has been a watchful eye. Has it been blind fate? No. Has it been mere chance? No. Has it been the proper alignment of the stars in your astrological chart? No, it has been none of this. Well, has it been sheer luck? No, it has not been luck. Has it been some indefinable, indescribable, mysterious force in the world of nature? No, none of these things have served as your protective presence. None of these have been a watchful eye. None of these have been a guiding influence. What then has it been? It has been the eternal God, whose everlasting arms have supported you from the moment you drew your first breath. The psalmist said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Has it occurred to you lately that everything you have you received from God? You have breathed His air all the days of your life. You have drunk His water throughout your lifetime. You have eaten His food to sustain your body. You have lived on His earth. You have consumed His energy. The psalmist said, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein." You see, my friend, God is possessor of heaven and earth, and every good and every perfect gift cometh down from heaven, cometh from God. You have nothing today that you have not received from Him, even your life. Paul said, "In Him we live and move and have our being." The psalmist said, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thee from all evil. The Lord shall preserve thy soul. He shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." His all-seeing eyes have guided your weary feet over the uneven pathway of life. His marvelous grace has covered all your sins. His everlasting mercy has supported you every moment of every day, of every year of your life. His inexhaustible strength has sustained you in your weakest hour. His matchless love has lifted you from the pits of hell, and His divine protectorate has protected you from all danger, harm, and evil throughout your life. Again, the psalmist said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eye shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." Yes, God has been our refuge. God has been your refuge all the days of your life. In the second place, God is our refuge in this present evil hour. This is a difficult hour in which we live. These are perilous times. This last week, the president went on national television and radio to give us some hope for the economy. But again, I believe today, the answer to all of America's ills is an old-fashioned revival, is a turning back to God. I believe God would intervene and strengthen us politically, religiously, financially, economically, morally, and spiritually if we as a nation would fall on our knees before God, repent of our sins, and get right. I believe that's the answer. And I hope that all of us will join in prayer that from the White House to the courthouse, that there will be a stirring revival in our nation. God has the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer, and the Word of God tells us all about it. This world system in which you live is no friend to grace. This world system is anti-God. It is anti-Christ, and it is anti-Christian. This world system hates you if you are a Christian. Jesus said so. Listen to His words. If the world hate you, you know that it hated Me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hateth you. Jesus said, Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Paul said, the devil is the god of this world system. John admonishes us to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in this world system, John says, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And James tells us, friendship with the world is enmity against God. Whosoever, therefore, is the friend of the world is the enemy of God. Where then can we turn today? If we can't turn to science, if we can't turn to philosophy, if we can't turn to governmental ideas and ideologies, where can we turn? To whom can we turn in this hour? I am happy to report to you without any hesitation, without any reservation, that our only hope is in the eternal God. And the eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Some of you in this hour are facing financial and economic difficulties in your life. You're having a crisis economically. Perhaps you've lost your job. Perhaps the bills and the cost of living have come to such a point that you can't make it any longer. Well, I've got a word of assurance for you. The psalmist said, I once was young and now I'm old, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Paul says, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. If your faith is in Christ, if you are trusting him as your personal Savior, I can assure you by the authority of God's word that God is going to supply all of your needs. Some of you are undergoing domestic problems. There are husband and wife difficulties in your home. And the Bible has the answer. In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul admonishes the wives to be in subjection and in submission to their own husbands in everything. For, Paul goes on to say, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, let the wives be in subjection to their own husbands in everything. And then to the husbands, Paul writes, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. That's God's way. That's God's plan. You cannot improve upon it. There's not a marriage counselor. There's not a philosopher. There's not an intellectual, there's not a psychologist, there's not a psychiatrist in all the earth that can improve on God's formula for husband and wife relationships that are laid down in the Word of God. Some of you today are facing problems with your children. They're rebelling against you. And again, the Bible has the answer, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then God says to the parents, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Some of you are undergoing emotional difficulties. And I read in Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. What about those spiritual problems, those temptations you're having? In 1 Corinthians 10:13, we read, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Then I'm speaking to someone who has a physical weakness today, And the Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary." Yes, the Bible has the answer to all of your problems, economically, financially, domestically, physically, spiritually, and morally. The Bible has the answer. And God is your refuge. In the third place, God will be our refuge when the storms of judgment are unleashed on this Christ-rejecting world. There's a day of reckoning coming to this wicked world. Joel says it'll be a day of darkness, a day of gloom, a day of distress, a day of death, a day of night, a day of destruction. John describes it in the Revelation 6 when he tells us there'll be a great earthquake and the sun will turn black and the moon will turn to blood and the kings and the mighty men and the captains and the wise men and the rich men and the bondmen and the free men will all hide themselves in the dens of the rocks and in the mountains and cry out to the mountains and to the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne and from the Lamb, for the day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" My friend, nobody can stand in that awesome day. I am happy to report to you that every born-again believer will find his refuge in Christ and will have been raptured to heaven before that day comes. God is and God shall be our eternal refuge. I have this footnote and I shall be through. God is our refuge now as we face an uncertain tomorrow. The wise Solomon said, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Let sorrow come. Jesus Christ is our comforter. Let sickness come. He is our great physician. Let war come. He is our Prince of Peace. Let depression come. Jesus Christ is our daily supply. Let death come, and Jesus Christ is our resurrection and life. Let the hour of judgment come. He is our great protector, and he is our great deliverer. Only in Christ do we find the eternal refuge that the Bible speaks of. And let me ask you, have you found that refuge? Have you anchored your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you trusting him this moment? Have you been born again? Have you been saved? Have you passed from death unto life? If not, this moment, why not bow your head by your radio, pray the sinner's prayer, call on God, ask him now to save you, and he'll do it right this moment. And I trust that you will, even as this broadcast leaves the air. My friend, I do not know what tomorrow holds, but I do know who holds tomorrow. And I know he holds my hand. You can have that peace in your heart today simply by trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. As we leave the air now, let me remind you once again that it would be our joy to have you come and worship the Lord with us today. Our Sunday school hour at 10, our Sunday morning worship service at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. So until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.